Huhana Linden joins us. Huhana is a touchstone for issues out of the north predominantly, but of course you can put Te Whanganui Ātaro on her CV now because she's an MP with the Greens. Thanks for joining us, sis. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe te mata, tēnā koutou katoa.
Kia ora. Hey, I'm just looking at a full-page ad from Hobson's Pledge. I don't know what the cost is here, but let's say it's significant. So it's an organisation that's well-fueled, and they're questioning what's going on, that they feel betrayed because Seymour and Peters promised that they would remove references to Ngāi Māori out of legislation, and now they say that the fast-track approvals bill's got 56 mentions of iwi. So here they are, aggrieved, but still able to drive a racial wedge into mainstream New Zealand thinking. What do you make of this? Because they will surface again when issues of the establishment of Māori wards come up again. Meanwhile, Gisborne District Council have said, well, we're going to go that way anyway. What do you make of that kaupapa just to get us underway, please, Huhana?
Isn't it horrible, Matua, that in 2024 we have groups such as Hobson's Pledge with financial backing to be able to put full-page adverts in the newspaper, for goodness sake? You know, this is a time for unity and for us to mahi tahi for the betterment of all of our communities, and Tiwi Māori voice is important. And here we go again. They're going to mobilise on the fast-track legislation, which closes next Friday, the 19th of April. They will mobilise again on Māori wards, and they will continue to drive a wedge between our communities. It's horrible.
Well, we're going to have to stand our ground once again, but hey, it's the struggle without end. Let's talk about some northern issues. I just spoke with Tipene Kapakingi about the water tanks for homes in the far north. What sort of mahi are you doing in the north, or is all of your work political now? What's your connection up home?
Oh, I still maintain an active connection. That's a requirement. I'm a ringaraupa, a kaimahi within the kāinga, and want to celebrate the efforts of Te Aupōuri Development Trust with the Puna Waiora project, which will see some 800 water tanks going into the Muri Whenua area to help homes in terms of, you know, drought resilience. And that's funded through the National Emergency Management Agency. We need to advocate continually for rural communities so that we do get access to the relevant services and resources. So that does include infrastructure. You know, many of our homes don't have reticulated water in the north. So it's a big mahi to them. But also there's a lot happening across the district. And I take a purview across the rohe, here from local communities like our Tōwai School whānau and other kaupapa, just like Kaora Kaako, and there to meet with them, but also take their voice into Parliament. So I was really pleased to attend the Tikipunga High School hosted Kaora Kaako event last week, where we heard from the school, from students, and from whānau, their voice, and then I took their messages into Parliament, and yesterday our education lead, Lawrence, in the House, took quotes from that event and from whānau to question the government on their cutting of Ka Ora Ka Ako, our school lunches program.
There are some from the other side saying, hey, we just want to make sure it's hitting the mark. Many of the schools who are in communities that are battling, I get the impression they're going to continue to receive school lunches, but some of the schools in the more well-heeled suburbs may not. Or is it a blanket approach? What do you know and can share?
Well, Ka Ora Ka Ako itself reaches 230,000 students each day across 1,000 schools nationally. Now, if I think of Taitokiro, we had 115 of 152 schools in the rohe receiving the lunches program, which is about 17-odd thousand akonga in Taitokiro. It's low-decile schools that receive this, and we have a government that says that they want to re-examine the program and look to cut up to 50% of the budget. And that's a real pēhitanga for our whānau Māori when we know that the kai is nutritious, it could be the main meal of the day for the child, and it does help with educational outcomes and attendance. So I'll be attending another event in the north. Schools are mobilising. Pat Newman from Horahora Primary School has been on national news championing the program, and my job as a local MP is to take those messages from Taitokiro into the whare, which I will continue to do.
Tēnā koe, Huhana. You're the Green Party Māori Development spokesperson. The fast-track consenting process remains a contentious issue. The appointment of Tarawa lawyer David Tapsell to chair the new look panel, which will determine whether or not the consents are warranted to applications to get things moving fast. I'm wondering whether that was a deliberate political appointment to try and placate Māori, both he and Shane, now on that panel. Kōrero mai, what do you think of this?
Look, you know, I think that we need to have expertise across a broad range of, you know, skills for the panel. And in terms of his appointment, you know, he's our own. He has expertise. But the problem with the panel itself is that it doesn't have it only has recommendation powers. So in the COVID fast track, the panel got to say yes or no. In this new fast track legislation, which closes next Friday for submissions, this panel is advisory. So the three ministers, the deciding ministers being Shane Jones, Tama Pōtaka, and Simeon Brown, they will take feedback from the panel. But ultimately, the power for decision-making on the long list of projects will sit with the ministers. And so that's part of, you know, the issue in terms of, you know, how much influence will the panels have? Because we do want our best on there, and they have done really well in the COVID fast track. But now we have ministers who will make ultimate decisions. And, you know, where is the localism on the decision-making? Where is the ability for communities at place, hapu, iwi, to provide robust feedback and ultimately be a part of decision-making? It's all taken out of our hands, e te whānau, and it rests with three deciding ministers. And the Minister for the Environment is not even a part of it either.
Well, Shane's confusing many. We're a bit hard to read his intentions, but Hewa Anui remains one of our own. And fair to say that, you know, we're not, our people are all over the place with our political views and the like. Huhana, the impact of the road closures on the Brinduans. Now, just so you know, when we use English names for landmarks, it's because we haven't really been exposed regularly to them, but we do try, I do anyway, to look at the traditional names, and I note, because I Googled, the Brinduan Māori name is Piroa. Is that something that you use as well, sis?
So Piroa is on the northern side of the Brinduans, and there's a falls, and there's a beautiful road that you can get to, and it's a bit of a muddy track. It's off the beaten track. Piroa is one of those points within the Maunga. We also have the wider name known as Te Hurihanga o Kāwharu. So that mountain range is also known as the turning place of the tūpuna Kāwharu, and Kāwharu is a big tūpuna across the Kaipara and has our connections down into Waikato Tainui and Te Kawerauamaki. So yeah, the Brinduans being closed till May has significant impact on us when we travel north. I tell you, Matua, it's a windy road and it can take a while.
The long and winding road. That's a song, isn't it? Well, it's going to cause hardship, isn't it? And plus with the Gorge to Kaitaia, what state of play is going on there? Mangamuka?
Yeah, we wait and we see where things are at in terms of Mangamuka. I understand that developments around the repair will look to end, hopefully, by December, is reports. But, you know, it's all weather dependent. And as we see today, a lot of the north and other parts of the country are shut off due to poor weather. So everything, you know, we're going to be on the go slow for a while. And as we think about the Brinduans too, it's meant to be closed till May. But, you know, with these developments and the improvements that they're trying to correct the roads, it is weather dependent. And if we get some heavy rains, it could delay opening these roads again. And I'm aroha for our Hokianga whānau, I'm aroha for Mangamuka, and also for the far north communities who have had to take alternative routes for far too long. So, you know, what are our alternatives and what can be resourced to provide a robust roading service for State Highway 1 through to Taitokera is a good question.
It's a good question. Enjoy our conversations. Thanks again, Huhana.
Tēnā koe te mata, tēnā koutou katoa.
Yummy. Huhana Linden, thanks.